Okay, welcome back. This is hour two of Immunize Wisely, and my guest, David Pruitt of Pruitt's Tree Resin Ministry. The website is themiraclesalve.com. And, you know, I have to admit, Dave, you have no idea how important the show is to me, because I'm really tired of hearing people say that, you know, there's a place for allopathic medicine. They're really good at patching people up. You know, they actually amputate arms and toes that can be saved. I mean, I've seen the difference between natural healing of serious injuries and allopathic treatment of serious injuries. And there's no comparison. Allopathic maims and kills and hurts and harms. You know, that's the way I feel about it. And I love some of these testimonies because, you know, a lot of them go to the allopath first and they lose some toes or not, and then they realize the power of your product, and it's actually helped them immensely, even after being screwed up by the medical profession. And a lot of your testimonies, they knew better than to even go to the emergency room, and they did heal beautifully, right?
Yeah, actually, there was one individual, and I'm sorry, the fifth generation is in the background, and he's learning how to speak, so
it's
please
wonderful.
Forgive that. But
no, we don't mind. We love children.
I had like a few things. My dad is actually listening to the show, and he just texted some answers. Some of the trees that we get those resins from are 5,000 years. Scar resin, also sap resin. Those are some of the terms for inferior resins that other people talk about. He confirmed for me that the 50s was when Grandpa started. My dad actually is the one who developed the process to preserve the terpenes.
Wonderful.
And he also wanted, if people want to see, they can go to YouTube and they can type in Pruitt's Tree Resin, and they can go watch a video with a whole bunch of photos of before and after using tree resins for all kinds of really amazing things.
Wow, fascinating. Okay. Yeah, I really appreciate it, because I'm absolutely fascinated. And, you know, most people realize the value, if they've ever tried it, of frankincense and myrrh. And, yeah, every plant on this planet is designed for our own healing. So,
well, and I don't have the book out right now because I didn't think about getting it out, but I will try to find it for you, and I'll send you the quote. There's a very interesting quote in an essential oils book that I've had, and I've done this when I've talked to others about it. Uh-huh. And frankincense and myrrh essential oils actually have they've got a very limited terpene profile, so you're actually only getting a very small potential of their healing. So by having them in their natural, unrefined state with all those terpenes, those volatile plant oils intact, you're getting the maximum possible benefit from them. And mm-hmm. that means that a little bit goes a lot further. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Now, inferior resins, I've spoken to plenty of people who've had amazing luck with even what we wouldn't even use for our leather care. But that just tells you how amazing conifer resins can be. And I think that says something, that even the worst of them do fantastic. And there's just, I think it's kind of like in many fields you see people who strive for excellence in what they do. Mm-hmm. And we, at Pruitt's Tree Resin Ministries, we just strive to make the best tree resins and the best tree resin products that we possibly can to be able to help people. Because at the end of the day, it's hard to work with the stuff. You know, when it's in its raw form, it's sticky, it gets on clothing, it ruins clothing.
Right.
And it's very, and there's a lot to learn. I mean, I'm sometimes overwhelmed with how much there is to learn about ancient pocket resins, you know, with generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I had never even heard the term ancient pocket resins.
Sorry, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button.
I can hear you.
Okay, we're good.
No, but I was just saying, I had really seriously never heard the term of, you know, this ancient pocket resin, or, you know, well, it's just...
And think about it, like, it's kind of like one of those things that you're not going to hear about, because how many people are out there looking for this stuff? How many of the old growth forests have been destroyed? You know, how many of those old growth trees are still around today? And out of those, how many of them are going to contain high quality, of the highest, finest quality of tree resins? And I think that that's really, like, when you've seen, I mean, we had a guy, we donated because a friend of ours called us, and he was in a bad situation. He had all the pores in his face had become infected very badly. You can see that on our website, on our testimonials page. He had tried essential oils. He had tried everything, antibiotics, everything you could imagine. He wasn't even able to go outside because the wind blowing on his face hurt. And after 2 weeks with our Super Coco Resin Essential Oil, he said it burnt like cayenne on his face, but after 2 weeks, you can see the after photo, and all the scabs and everything fell off of his face, and the infection was completely gone. So, like, what we've found is that many times people have already tried going to the doctor. They've already tried many of those things, and they get frustrated, and then they need results. And that's why many people end up coming on their health journey, is they're wanting better results in their life.
Right. That before and after photo really says it all with this gentleman. I mean, that just, you know, just whole total scabs all over the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And to show you how, I just got a message from my dad. I didn't realize it had been this long, but we have not been able to get any ancient heart pocket resins in 10 years. It's been 10 years this year since we've been able to collect any, because it's getting harder and harder every year to find. And think about all the old growth forests. What's been happening to all the old growth forests? They're either burning up from mismanagement, being burnt up by mismanagement, or being just clear cut, destroyed.
Right. It's a tragedy. It really is a tragedy. So your source of this product is being destroyed too. Plus all the chemtrails, you know, that was destroying the plants. They, you know, I mean, all these trees, you saw how these trees, they were, you know, they were being microwaved from the inside out in some of these places in California. But the outside of the trees all over were subject to infestation and beetles from all the spraying going on. You know, it was harming the trees and making them anyway.
And if you look at like my dad, he is just so knowledgeable when it comes to proper forest management and everything, because instead of trying to go in there and tell the creation how God wanted it to be, he sits there and he watches it. He studied it, you know, being a true woodsman. He studied it, and he's like, hey, this is how it happens out in nature in places that are not influenced by man, you know?
Right.
And that has allowed him to be able to grow an amazing garden, to be able to just see the world in a different way. And right. I think that's part of the reason why we've had so much, I mean, just instituting, I know that we've done side-by-side comparisons with the using the older method and using Dad's newer method of saving, being able to preserve as many of those terpenes as possible. And I know that we've seen a 50% increase like our results are 50% at least.
Right.
Like there is a huge change in just being able to do that. So when you think about all these little things that we do in our that we do for our health, they all have huge consequences in the long term. The same thing happens in forests. The same thing happens in your garden, in your orchard. There are long-term effects, and that's why, I mean, we've got the some of the tree resins are so pure and everything that we've got some that's probably, I think, over 30 years old in a glass jar up on a shelf that's been, and it's still as good as the day it was put in there. Because the stuff, it really is amazing. There's something incredible about ancient pocket tree resins because these tree resins, some of them can be thousands of years old. They're just incredible. And think about how much all that that tree and that resin have been through. Think about that for a second, you know, and think about it's about how much time has gone on for that tree resin to become basically aged to that perfect point at where it was harvested.
Yeah, really incredible. So, you know, the thing is to try to get more access to some of these trees. Is like Canada, you know, we're going to go to Siberia, you know. That's, you know, it's a problem that we've really destroyed so much of the conifers in our country. It's true. I mean, you know, look at the different fires that have happened. I mean, they were out of control fires all over the Northwest. And we actually watched them, you know, these black helicopters actually start fires on these mountaintops, these remote mountaintops. That was witnessed too.
So, oh, but I'm sure, I'm positive. I mean, anyone who knows that no one from the government would ever do anything to harm anybody.
Right.
Like,
well,
no possible way.
All I know is that it was pretty clear the, you know, lack of forest management, the corruption in the whole federal government and their management of the forest. It was, it's ugly, but they were purposely starting fires.
Well, because they're, well, and think about it, if there aren't any fires, their funding doesn't go up.
Well, everything they're doing is to destroy this country. That's clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, and think about it, the people who live out in the middle of nowhere, off-grid, normally are in forested areas or near forested areas, so if you burn up the forest, it destroys not only habitat, but it destroys wildlife. Now you can't hunt and fish to feed yourself.
They want everyone to be in the city. So, you know, just so you know, Dave, my webmaster, he lives in a place, beautiful place called Thompson Falls, Montana, and he's on this road where there's literally 600 acres behind him of just wildlife and forest. It's untouched. There's no roads in there or anything. And they allowed it to just literally burn out of control. They had no intention of stopping the fire until it got near taxable properties, you know, like where people were living, and it was going to affect the bottom line. So then all of a sudden they're battling it from getting anywhere near taxable properties. And that's what they've been doing all over the area I live in. That's horrible. But anyhow, that's a little off topic, even though it is sort of on topic. I just, you know, when you talked about, you know, just having access to the old growth trees to be able to get these kind of resins, I realized, you know, yeah, this is pretty valuable stuff that you have enough to even sell. So I'm definitely going to buy some. And I know we were going to put out the number, too. I'm going to put the number to call. I don't, you know, most people don't need an 800 number, so I'm just going to say it's 573-226-3039. That's 573-226-3039. And you can ask them some questions and get 15% off your total order. by putting in a code at checkout, RBN15, if you're going to go to just order directly from the Miracle Salve, SALVE.com, and then at the checkout you'd put in RBN15, and then you'd get 15% off your first order. And I'm definitely taking advantage of it because I've been talking to a few people that have had injuries and stuff, and they try, Manuka honey. I'm sorry, not Malaluka, Manuka honey, and all these, different things. And I'm like, this is so much more effective.
Well, and that's something that we've really seen is, you can take the super cocoa resin and you can mix that with the hemp paste that I know that you're affiliated with. You can mix those two together and really have something incredible for pain and all kinds of different things.
Well, hemp paste is actually taken internally. So I wouldn't mix unless you're taking it internally.
Yeah, well, I would do it for me. Well, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, we have creams and we have salves that are made with hemp. So
okay,
you would mix
okay.
their cream or salve. I mean, I'm just saying the paste itself is designed for internal use. And
okay,
they
well.
Have salves. So I'm just saying
I'll have to get some and try it out.
Yeah, they I can give you a code so you can get it for less, and you can do RBN hemp paste. We'll talk about it after the show, and you can get it from RBN, and we can work out some kind of a thing, because I think, we all need to have this stuff in our, I call it an apothecary, our personal apothecary, but at least our first aid kit. Very, very important. I mean, all you have to do is go to themiraclesalve.com/testimonials, and they're amazing stories, and many of them with before and after pictures. So it's really important that we help their business as well as spread the good news,
And the other thing is people can go to YouTube and they can type in Pruitt's tree resin, and they can see photos before and after. And it's a 3 or 4 minute video with before and after, and it's got explanations of everything. And that is just an amazing video to go watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the chat room, it's interesting. We have, a gal in Olympia, she said she collected sap on some fir trees they were processing, and she mixed some with coconut oil, and it doesn't stick, and it absorbed right in, and she knew it was good for cuts and burns. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But the main thing is this is a question I had too. Charlie in Florida, he asked, I don't understand how they collect the sap. How are they collecting the sap? And this is, where it's kind of proprietary, I'm understanding. Is that right?
I will make you a deal. I will talk to Dad, and I will see if he is willing to go into some more of that on the air in the future.
Okay, well, we have a caller and a break. So, very interesting. Thank you, Dave.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Welcome back. We're talking tree resins, and I'm learning a lot. I mean, they actually use tree resins when, you know, preserving mummies, you know, when they were burying in these tombs. And I mean, they use a lot of it in the ancient world, and then but they didn't leave how to do it, and they're trying to they've clearly figured a lot of stuff out, you know, because that's everything is being able to extract without heating to preserve all the terpenes. But anyhow, we have a few callers, and I'm sure you have lots of questions for David Pruitt. So let's take Rhonda in Missouri. Welcome to the show, Rhonda.
Hi, Angry.
Hi.
Hi, David. I have a question. So I was listening to your, you know, talking about that product. So I went to the website. What does that feel like? Like, you know how some stuff burns when you put it on a cut? Is it pretty mild, or?
So my experience has been if you put it on right away, mm-hmm. I don't have any discomfort or anything like that. The reason I think our friend had that discomfort is he had that for, I believe, over 2 years. He had had those infected, the pores of his skin were infected. So think about how deeply embedded that infection is, and it's killing it off. So
yeah, and it probably doesn't burn for too long, right?
Yeah, if you catch it early, in my experience, it's been not uncomfortable. Like if I get a mosquito bite and I throw the Super Cocoa resin on it, you know, within a few minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, there's no itch. If I wait, it takes longer. for it to become effective. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you have different products for different things. So you're saying that cocoa tree resin is for itching? Because I work out in the garden and I get bit a lot. And my sister's like, use the spray.
The pure resin lasts pretty much indefinitely. You can use it for making your own salves, different applications and things like that. The SuperPab has petrolatum in it, and the reason we use petrolatum is because we've actually noticed with beeswax, you actually lose some of the effectiveness of the tree resins in there. Don't know why. It's just, it is what it is. So the SuperPav, some people are sensitive to petroleum or petroleum products, even though petroleum was traditionally used by, in its natural form, by Native Americans. So the SuperPav is a salve. We offer the Pure Gold, which is a
brand. Is that more of a broad spectrum thing then? So if you wanted to get...
The SuperPav is a very broad spectrum, and the Super Cocoa Resin is also very broad spectrum, but the Super Cocoa Resin is going to be a thin oil, so it can be applied via like a roller, and that's very convenient for a number of people. The SuperPav is a salve, so it's really both can do many of the same things. The Super Cocoa Resin is going to have a faster absorption rate. There are applications with the Super Cocoa Resin, like if I start to get an ear infection or anything like that, I'll take a couple of drops of the Super Cocoa Resin and put it down in there, and that'll normally take care of it very quickly. That's been my experience. You cannot use the Super Pav because of its viscosity in the ear.
One more last point is I clicked on the sizes that you offer. So you say 1 ounce is $64, and I know that Ingri provided a code. Not sure how long that lasts for. Do you know? RBN.
The code is going to be indefinite, for my comprehension at this point.
Okay.
Well,
good.
We're trying to work out something so RBN can get a little bit too, and so they know their new customers are getting it from RBN.
Yep. So your 1 ounce is 64. 64 times 2 is 128, right? But your 2 ounce is 130. So you can get 2 1-ounce for $2 less. I don't know if you want to fix that.
I'm very sorry. There must have been a mix-up on the website in the size.
Yeah,
because I think it's 112 is the 2 ounce.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I ordered it right now, I could get it. You say 2 ounces
for 112,
not 130.
As soon as I'm done with the show, I will go and I will remedy that. The SuperPav as a salve, it works. It's kind of like that. That used to be all that, if you ask my dad, that was all that I was interested in carrying because it's convenient, okay? The thing is I've come to the point where I really like the Super Cocoa Resin because the fast absorption, and with a lot of the new essential oil rollers that are available nowadays, you use very little, and a little bit goes a very long ways. And it's very convenient to carry in the pocket in an essential oil roller. Does that make sense?
Yeah, also, real quick, I know the break's coming up. Look at your four-pack.
Wait. Just carry on to after the break. Can you do that, Rhonda?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Listening to Dave Pruitt of Pruitt's Tree Resin Ministries, and we're looking at the website, themiraclesalve.com, and we have Rhonda, Missouri. So we are taking callers, and I don't feel like I need to give out the number. Everyone should have the number at this point or get it off the website. So, Rhonda, you want to continue?
Yeah, one more quick point. So the four-pack, one-quarter ounce, so four of those would equal 1 ounce, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that would be 1 ounce for 120, and then you could get, sorry, I'm a bargain shopper, but
by the way, the 2 ounce has already been fixed.
Okay.
That issue has already been fixed.
But, you see the point, four pack, one quarter ounce, 1 ounce total, and you pay $120 compared to just buying a 1 ounce for $64. I don't know, it just doesn't, maybe it's convenience. You can just put it in your pocket or something more easily. I'm not sure.
The quarter ounce are a very heavy duty, small size for if you're building your own little natural first aid kit or something like that, or for pocket carry. They're a very heavy duty container for their size because if you go to glass, if you drop it, even with the really good quality glasses, it's going to break if you drop it from waist high. The 1 ounce is not in glass. It's in a double-walled. It's in a double-walled, but the thing is that quarter ounce is so tough, I can stand on top of it, and I'm a fairly good-sized man. So
okay.
Thanks for taking
my call.
No problem.
Okay, have a good night. All right, bye.
Yeah, and you guys can call him, too. You might want to jot down the phone number, especially people that don't have internet, 573-226-3039. And again, the code, even if you call in, would be RBN15. So we have Alan in Texas. Thank you for waiting, Alan.
Yes, good evening, Angry and guest. You're sitting here kind of talking about the terpenes and kind of the stuff that kept us alive for hundreds or thousands of years, you know, of natural medicine, the way the old people used. You know, I've never really had a grandmother, but I've had great aunts, you know, who were born in like the late 1890s, you know, 1898 to 95, 98. And you know, they in their medicine cabinet, they always had cod liver oil. They had turpentine. Of course, back at that point in time, it wasn't poisonous. You know, it was extracted from the pine. You know, they had boric acid. They had there's another. It starts with a C. It's made from the nightshade family that was always in their medicine cabinet. It just slipped my mind. I should have written it down when I was thinking about it. But you know, I can remember one time when I was young. It's like at night, it's kind of a raw, but my butt would start itching, and one of my great aunts said, "You've got worms." She got out a little jug of turpentine, gave me a teaspoon of turpentine, and it cleansed me of the parasites. I guess I had roundworms or something in me, you know, and at that point in time, it was not deadly. Boric acid. When someone would get an eye infection, I've still got an old bottle of boric acid crystals that says, you know, to make an eye wash, mix a, you know, quarter of a teaspoon with a cup of warm water and bathe the eye. And, you know, you buy a new bottle of boric acid crystals that says, oh, if you open the bottle, don't even look inside of it. It'll destroy your eyes, you know. They've taken away everything that used to keep us alive, that was good, effective medicine, and taking us into this allopathic system. My aunt, she had a salve for like when you'd scrape your knee, you know, so it wouldn't get infected. It had like deer tallow, beeswax, but I think the main ingredient in it was it was just put a little tiny bit of carbolic acid in it after you heated the beeswax and the tallow, and there was one other ingredient, and you put a little bit of carbolic acid in it, and you know, you could put that on any cut, and you wouldn't, and the infection would be gone. Nothing would happen. And nowadays, you go and you get an antibiotic, and you kill all the natural nutrients in the biotic, you know, your bioenzymes and everything, you know, that help you digest food and everything. Today's world it's been turned from what the old people that I knew that had in their medicine cabinets to this nightmare world that we're living in. What do you have to say about that?
I don't disagree with you. And when you think about turpentine is actually originally would have been made from the pine needles,
right?
The needles and the small twigs. And the reason, and I've done turpentine cleanses before too. And I'll tell you what, if that doesn't clean you out, I don't know what won't or what will. Sorry, but I think one of the biggest problems with turpentine, for instance, and a lot of these different is tallow traditionally was used for a lot of things because it's an oil that's readily absorbable into the body. You know, fats were very highly prized before modern conveniences, you know, before all the plant oils became prevalent, you know, lard, tallow, whether it be deer, elk, whatever fat source you had was what you used, and it was quite valuable because fats are the hardest thing to get in a survival situation. You have to remember our ancestors, every winter was a survival situation for them because if they had a bad year, it could mean the difference between, living and dying your crop. So I think that there's many ways to look at it, but it's not just the medicine. It's the culture. It's the lack of the family. You know, it used to be the families were a lot closer, a lot tighter knit, and a lot more loyal.
Like I said, the main thing that I saw was, I hadn't had to use boric acid. I've moved out here to the ranch, and I've got animals, and, you know, some of them start getting these eye infections. And it's like, I can remember, you know, curing animals and the bottles of boric acid crystals that you could buy at the pharmacy, you know, at the drugstore, you know. And it would have on there, it's like, you know, put a quarter of a teaspoon, you know, into a 1 cup of acid, you know, 1 cup of warm water, and, you know, and bathe the eye. But you buy the new bottles of boric acid crystals, and it says, oh, when you open the bottle, don't even look at it. And it's like, they don't even really even give you any instructions for what it's useful for, but they say, you know, do not use in the eyes. If you even look in the bottle, you know, go to see your doctor. And it's changed, and boric acid crystals are boric acid crystals, but it has changed from them telling you that it's a natural substance, an old-time remedy that you could use to, like, cure pink eye or something like that, an eye infection, you know, to use it as an eye wash, to now saying it's like, oh, when you open the bottle, don't even look inside of it, otherwise you have to go to see a doctor and a poison control center. They've turned us upside down. I mean, just on our heads. It's just, this world is just crazy. Like I said, the whole turpentine thing, you know, it's like I said, my great aunt, you know, when I told her, like, you know, my butt was itching at night, you know, and she goes, well, you've got worms, and she goes, here, come in here. She opened up her medicine cabinet, pulled out a bottle of a little jar of turpentine, poured me a teaspoon, and made me drink it, and it tasted like crap, but, you know, my butt didn't itch at night when I went to sleep after that. You know, it got rid of the worms that I had in me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the old time ways. You know, it's like I'm sure they would have loved to shot me up with antibiotics and put me in the hospital and charge my parents $20,000 to get rid of what it took my great aunt give me a teaspoon of turpentine, medicine grade turpentine. You know, I will admit that. You know, it's not what you buy down at your hardware store anymore, because that stuff is poison. Everything's poison anymore. But, you know, in the old days, it was a remedy. You know, Granny Clampett, you know, that was part of her rheumatism, you know, her spring cleaning that she did, if you want to look at it that way.
Right.
So, okay. Anyway, I'll get off and let y'all get on with the show. Sorry,
okay.
Guys.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it. Okay, the next caller is Eric in New York. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Yeah, how you doing, Ingrid? Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Oh, I'm glad you called in. You have lots of stories,
I'm sure. I've got a handful of testimonials. I've shared this product, Pruitt's Tree Resin, with multiple people in need of healing. I'll just start with the best news, the biggest, kind of most dramatic news that I've got regarding Pruitt's Tree Resin. This is about, for the past several years, my friend Penny, who I know from up at the road at the ministry, has had stage 4 cancer in her uterus and her breast. She was at the point where, you know, she had lost her hair from the chemotherapy, and she was kind of right at the end. And I gave her a container of Pruitt's tree resin, the super cocoa resin, because it's a little bit thinner than the pure resin. The pure resin's great for the bug out pack. That's great for if you get a serious gash and you want to, like, liquid skin, the pure resin's great. The super cocoa resin's a little thinner. So I gave her a container of that and a container of some homemade cannabis oil. And I told her, you know, use these, either mix them together or alternate an application of Pruitt's tree resin, then an application of the cannabis oil for a kind of a carrier oil. And that has medicinal properties. And with those two together, I just saw her a couple weeks ago. She said all her hair's grown back in. She said she went to her oncologist, which is a cancer doctor, and they said that her cancer cells are going down and she does not have to come back to the doctor for 6 months. How often do you get the doctor telling you not to come? They want you coming in. They want that money. She's doing so well, she doesn't have to go back for 6 months. So that was great news. So was it the Pruitt's tree resin? I don't know, but the only fundamental thing she changed in her program was adding that tree resin and the cannabis oil and alternating, or together, using in conjunction with each other, And so all I can say is, you know, it seems pretty obvious to me that that must have had something to do with it. So that was really good anecdotal evidence. Also, I've used it on my neighbor to the west, had an ear infection that was gone within 3 days of Pruitt's application. My neighbor to the east had an acne breakout two days before a wedding, and she used the Pruitt's on there, and 48 hours by the time the wedding came around, her acne was gone. She said it was awesome. She's really happy with that. I gave her a little sample bottle that Dave was kind enough to send to me, and she loves it. So he's got another customer there. But every one after another feedback. My friend Joel had a horrible tooth problem. He used the SuperPav, which is like the Vaseline formula. It's the triple refined petroleum jelly. And because it's a little thicker, it was perfect. He packed his tooth. He said it's the only day that he went all day with no tooth pain. So these are great stories, and you know, I consider it good, strong evidence that this stuff really works. I've never had a problem with it. It does not burn or sting when you put it on. I just had a severe gash on one of my fingers from working on the farm, and I put the Pruitt's tree resin on there, and that's just about completely healed up. You can barely see it. And the nice thing about the Pruitt's is it seems to have this ability to prevent scarring. The skin really heals up to its natural form. You're not left with any, you know, evidence that there was an injury there. So I can't say enough about it. Once again, I would get the pure resin for your bug out pack. Okay. And then you're going to want three things. You're going to want one for your bug out pack, one you can use on a daily or, you know, whenever, how often you want to use it on a regular basis for whatever small injuries or cuts or wounds, burns, et cetera. And then one to share with people. If you can afford it, get three. So I always usually try to have one in the pack, one to use, and one to share, because two is one and one is none. So try to have three if you can, and that way you can promote Pruitt's to the next person. I can't say enough about it. It's just an awesome product. This stuff's amazing. So y'all, people know what amber is. Amber is, I believe it's called amber, isn't it, Ingrid? That hard, clear, looks like glass, looks like epoxy, natural stone with the bug in the middle, and you can look right in through the rock and see the bug in there. That's amber. That's tree resin. God knows how long ago, however you believe the old the earth is. We won't get into that, but it's old enough for that tree resin to harden into something pure, and over thousands of years at least, turn into a solid piece of glass, more or less. So I think that's fascinating. That's your tree resin. The stuff is truly amazing. So thanks a lot for letting me get that out there, and I encourage people to, you know, make sure you have plenty of this product, because it's sounding to me like with the obvious degradation of the environment and the trees disappearing, the source of this resin may be depleting to the point where, you know, get it while it's there, folks. Okay. So I agree. I'll let you go. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he totally convinced us, I believe, that we need to have this on hand.
I'm stocking up myself and still promoting and sharing with people, you know, cause it's a great healer. I can say it. It just works great. I never heard anybody say, no, it didn't work. I have all the list of people, works. You know, it's kind of like almost a virtually 100% success stories with this product. Right. So it's a blessing, and get it while it lasts. Upper end of January 1st, so to speak. So jump on it now while you can, folks. Get your resin while it's available. How many 5,000-year-old tree forests are there that are left? Brazil's cutting them down like crazy under both dictatorships, whether it was Bolsonaro's or the new communist guy. We see the West burning to the ground in North America. We see problems across Canada, Europe. You know, the war doesn't help. And God forbid one of the nuclear power plants goes down, then that's going to really poison up the atmosphere really good. But yeah, the trees are being destroyed in general from the top down and from the bottom up, because due to a lot of chemicals in the geoengineering operations, the microbial activity in the soil that the trees and plants thrive on is being killed. And so once again, from the top down and from the bottom up, the trees are dying. So
there you go,
folks. Yeah. Yeah. I would get tree resin now and get yourself prepped as best you can and pray on it and move forward from there. So thanks a lot, you guys, for having me on.
Yeah. Well, no, thank you for sharing with me about Pruitt's resin, because, you know, we're all looking at this, you know, like we want to do more research into the whole history of tree resins, and it's very fascinating. But the fact that you were able to get yours so clean looking and so pure, without applying any heat. It really is a testimony to the inventiveness of your family, your forebears.
Oh, yeah. Let me throw something out there that I don't know if Dave touched on this. Now, Dave, I don't know if you still do this or not, but like for a while there, you had seconds, which like if it had a little teeny piece of grit or sand in there and it wasn't perfect, you would put it in the leather care slash pet formula, which you can use on the hoofs of a cow or a horse or their skin. You can use it on, I used it on my dog's hematoma when he had a hematoma on his ear, and it was gone in a couple of weeks. I mixed it with a little cod liver oil. Oh, by the way, I think your previous caller, castor oil was the oil that he was coming, trying to get to mine. Cod liver oil, yeah. Castor oil, yep, terpenes, tree resin. These are your fundamental homespun remedies that not only work better, but they're a lot cheaper.
Well, we always use cold pressed castor oil externally, and I still use it for all kinds of things, but this is something that's really incredible. I mean, I used to use like flaxseed. You use flaxseed oil or linseed oil.
Yeah, flaxseed.
We've had issues where, you know, you have like a bunch of splinters, or they say someone had shattered glass throughout their hand and it was like embedded in their little shards of glass, and you just pack that linseed oil on, or, you know, it has to be raw, or flaxseed oil, and or even a poultice of flax seeds. You can grind flax seeds and do a poultice, and it just pulls it right out. It draws it right out.
Well, sure, and also flax seeds are an incredibly rich source of essential fatty acids, so it's a great vegetarian replacement for fish oil. Dave, do you still do the Mountain Man leather care?
I think that we are out of stock right now on it, but I think that we're going to be doing another batch here soon.
Great. Just something for people to keep in mind, because I use it on my boots and my leather boots, and the stuff's the most amazing leather preservative there is. It puts like an, you know, like almost like an epoxy coating on there that lasts forever. It makes the leather stay supple but protected. If you got a, you know, a decent pair of boots, you want to make them last, or gloves, leather jacket even.
It waterproofs them, and you know, you get as it cures into that leather and everything, it has antimicrobial properties, so you don't get the smell like you do with a lot of other things.
Yeah, you could speaking of antimicrobial, by the way, people, if you were going to make your own, what's the word, thieves oil, or you know, the oil that they use to protect from viruses and during the plague and etc., Pruitt's tree resin would be a great addition to the clove, the cinnamon, what else is in the thieves oil? Lemongrass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The pine, they're, you know, that's what they're talking about, the cinnamon. So that's what I wanted to explore. You know, that's what Judy Mikovits was always saying. It's pine needles and the cinnamon. And yep. I'm thinking with this stuff, it's probably 10 times more powerful. It's concentrated. It's, you know, cold processed. I bet it's like amazing for any kind of spike protein, anything like that.
Oh, it's super quality. Every batch I've seen is absolutely crystal clear and in perfect condition, and it works great. And the way it's minimally processed is just makes it pretty much the best stuff out there that you can get anywhere in the world. And if I had to have one thing in my bug out pack, it would be that, because you could use it internally, a couple of drops for a parasite or some kind of internal disorder if you've got, you know, a bad water supply or ate an animal that wasn't quite cooked.
I'm totally interested in using it internally for a couple people or things, you know. So anyway, thank you so much, Eric. I have a couple other. Do you have another thing you wanted to say? Because I have a couple other.
No, we're good. You guys go. I'll make room for somebody else. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Eric. So we have Sherry in Kansas. Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Hi. When I heard you say something about using it on horse hooves, I don't know if there's an application for it like this, but I have a horse that's prone to laminitis, and summer before last, it had a void up inside the hoof. You could stick a toothpick up there, and it'd go in like about 5/8 of an inch, and we were filling it with epoxy. She had a bad epoxy. We would put it in. Is there anything in your, you know, we would clean it out because that stuff would push out, but is there anything in your application
If you send me an email, we've got some very special stuff. I don't know if we've got it on the website right now, but we've got some that's very hard that would probably work well for that application.
Okay.
Because we
were cleaning it out with iodine, you know, we would have to put it in there every 2 or 3 days. But, you know, when before we put the epoxy in, we would clean it out. But this stuff would naturally have the, like, the antibacterial or whatever.
Right, it would do the whole thing.
I know that my dad's the horseman of the family. We've had a lot of success using it for hoof problems, you know, fungus in the hoof, problems like that. I don't know if specifically if he's used it for that. If you'd like, send us an email or get on the Contact Us section of our website. Mention who you are.
Yeah, Sherry doesn't have email. She can just call you.
Okay, yeah, then just call us and we'll I'll talk to him as soon as I get done here, and I'll get you some answers.
Okay.
From what we've had luck with.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. Well, we are closing out the show. We have one more caller, but we don't have any time. So, JC in Nebraska, maybe you can call them directly and talk to Nancy. The number is 573-226-3039. I would wait till Monday. And, again, that's 573-226-3039. And if you want to take 15% off, I mean, this a little goes a long way. This stuff is concentrated. So, yep, that's 573-226-3039. RBN15. That's 15% off. RBN15. So, do you have anything you want to, you know, like about 40 seconds?
We hope that this broadcast has been a blessing to you and all your listeners, and we hope that they've learned something about tree resins tonight.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're very excited. I mean, I totally want to explore it some more, and I'm definitely, I like Eric's advice, you know, go ahead and get, you know, some of the pure stuff and get the PAV and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I'm definitely going shopping after the show. So thank you so much.
No problem. Be blessed.
Yeah, you too. Thank you to all our listeners, too. Know that this is really good for emergencies. Read some of their testimonials.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.